The St. Wenceslaus Parish family is honored to host, and I warmly welcome all of you to this Blue Mass this morning, bright and early, this Sunday morning. A Blue Mass is an honored Mass in which we recognize those who take care of us. We recognize our local police, sheriff departments, state patrol, law enforcement on every level. We recognize our fire department and its firefighters, local and rural. We recognize our ambulance service and its paramedics. A Blue Mass recognizes those who maintain order in our community. They often restore order in our community. They serve us. God has given them a vocation for that work, and they have said yes to it, and it serves our community. A Blue Mass also has within it the element of sacrifice. We recognize those who have sacrificed everything, given everything. It also acknowledges, if you will, the daily sacrifice these men and women offer, leaving their families in the morning or at night, going into the unknown. I often call their work thankless, because I take it for granted. This Mass says thank you to them, and we should not take them for granted. What would we do without them? What would we do without them? Deacon Zent just read the gospel from the 18th chapter of Luke. This gospel concludes with the words of our Lord, "He who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted." It was here at Mass just 8 weeks ago we heard the gospel of Luke from the 14th chapter. In that gospel selection, the gospel did not end with those words, but it was centered around those same words of our Lord. If you exalt yourself, you will be humbled. But if you humble yourself, you will be exalted. We know repetition is the mother of all learning. I remember Mom and Dad repeating things. Whatever was repeated was essential. An essential instruction. An essential value. Our Lord repeated what's essential for us to get to heaven. And this teaching is a promise. If you do exalt yourself, you will be humbled. Indeed, whenever we accept our vocation in life, it's an act of humility. And these men and women, those here and all over, they're going to work in the morning is an act of humility so that we may be exalted. Think about it. If there's a medical emergency here in this church right now, someone's going to come. If there's a need to restore order in our city, our county, someone will be there. If there's a fire, and as chairman of the school board, do I hate fires? Someone will be there. What would we do without them? Their act of humility exalts our way of life. Caesar and I could leave the rectory at 10 to 5 this morning in darkness. That's my dog, by the way. We could walk without fear. I didn't have to carry a gun, although I have a concealed permit. I didn't have to carry a gun or a club. I didn't have to worry about protecting myself because they have answered the call to their vocation. What would we do without them? Think about that this week. Here in St. Wenceslaus, we have inlaid in our floors the virtues we need to live by. We have the theological virtues up here, faith, hope, and charity, and we have the cardinal virtues down our aisle, cardinal meaning hinge, the important ones of the human virtues, prudence, justice, fortitude, temperance. We all walked down that aisle, and the one that caught my eye today was that lion, fortitude. Your work needs fortitude. What is fortitude? What is courage? Courage defined in many ways. I like to define courage as firmness in difficulties, steadfastness in difficulties. General Patton, the great leader of men, he defined courage as fear. Fear holding out 1 minute longer. I like that. St. Thomas Aquinas, the great philosopher, reminded us that we cannot be courageous if we do not first exhibit vulnerability. We must be vulnerable before we can be courageous. To all these men and women in our law enforcement, fire department, ambulance, paramedic service, all of them, I want to thank them for their steadfastness in the difficulties of their work. I pray that should you be afraid, you will hold out 1 minute longer. And because you are human beings, you are vulnerable. And I pray God's protection and grace upon you and all those, all of you, present or not. I want to thank you for saying yes to your vocation so that we can live our vocation. And I'll ask you to stand, those who are participating, our law enforcement, our firefighters, our paramedics, many are here. If you could please stand, and I will impart a blessing upon you. I pray this upon all of you and all of your comrades and co-workers. Blessed are you, Lord God of mercy, who through your Son gave us a marvelous example of charity and the great commandment of love for one another. Send down your blessings on these, your servants, who so generously devote themselves to helping others. When they are called on in times of need, let them faithfully serve you in their neighbor. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. People of St. Wenceslaus, let us acknowledge their work. Thank you.